The Volumes of Truth. Volume 1. Purify Your Faith. March 19, 2005. From the Lord, our God and Savior. The Word of the Lord spoken to Timothy. For all those who have ears to hear. This question was asked of the Lord. Lord, how do you feel about prayer rugs, with images of Jesus on them? The Lord answered. This is where blasphemy abides, and sin abounds. Idolatry, covered with purple and scarlet. Therefore, write my words to all who call of themselves Christian. To all those who emulate the harlot, who have not ceased from practicing those things, I hate. For thus says the Lord. Hypocrites! Where are your hearts? Why do you do these vain and contemptible things? I tell you the truth. You have surely forgotten me, nor do you know me at all. Cease from bringing graven images before me. Your offerings are not accepted. Cease from opening your mouths in vain repetition. Your prayers are not heard. Stop teaching detestable doctrine and contemptible tradition. For you have surely blasphemed my name. You have surely caused my people to sin. Day and night, you set stones of stumbling at their feet. Year after year, you hew out great blocks of abomination, upon which you build your churches, the weight of which you shall bear in the day of the Lord's anger. Churches of men, be ignorant of my ways no longer. Cast from yourselves all these graven images, and no more bring your prayers before me in this way, nor pray to those who have fallen asleep, for they are dead. They know nothing at all. Yahushua is the only way, the only truth, and the only life. Again I say to you, pray no more to those who lie dead in the grave. There is no life in them. For I tell you the truth, you have surely separated yourselves from me, according to every commandment you break, according to every jot and tittle you have endeavored to change. Are you far removed? For you have become a wholly vain and ignorant people, a people who want no part with me, as I truly am. A wayward flock, who ceases not from taking the name of the Lord in vain. Therefore, purify your faith. Be cleansed of all this iniquity. Turn away from all this impropriety. Keep the commandments of God, as they are written, and not as you would have them be. Remain in my love. For the one alone, whom you shall call Father, is in heaven. And there is but one mediator, between God and man. And his name is Yahushua HaMashiach, says the Lord.